I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities say a man in Boulder, Colorado yelled "Free Palestine" before hurling a makeshift flamethrower into a crowd that had gathered to raise attention for Israeli hostages held in Gaza. In an AP interview, tourist Alex Osante, who witnessed the attack, says the suspect had three incendiary devices.
One of them he threw inside of a group, at the group, and one lady lit on fire from head to toe. And then the other four people were also injured and in a fire, but not as bad as the first one.
Officials say eight people were injured. The FBI has identified the suspect as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon and says it's investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. Delegations from Russia and Ukraine gathered in Turkey on Monday for their second round of peace talks in just over 2 weeks. Ukraine said Sunday it launched a surprise drone attack on five Russian air bases, destroying more than 40 Russian planes. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Russia launched the biggest number of drones on Ukraine since the full-scale invasion in February 2022. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a conservative populist is on course to become Poland's next president.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has won Poland's weekend presidential runoff election. According to the final vote count on Monday, Nawrocki got just over 50% of votes in a very tight race against liberal Warsaw mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, who received just over 49%. The race had Poland on edge since a first round of voting 2 weeks earlier had revealed deep divisions in the country along the eastern flank of NATO and the EU. Most day-to-day power in the Polish political system rests with a prime minister chosen by the parliament. However, the president's role is not merely ceremonial. The office holds the power to influence foreign policy and veto legislation. The outcome suggests that Poland can be expected to take a more populist and nationalist path under its new president. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. South Korea is set to elect a new president Tuesday to succeed conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, who was ousted over his brief but shocking imposition of martial law. Surveys suggest liberal Lee Jae-myung is heavily favored to win the snap election over conservative candidate Kim Moon-soo. The NBA Finals begin this Thursday. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports on what to expect.
The NBA Finals are set. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Indiana clinched its first finals trip since 2000 with a Game 6 win over the New York Knicks on Saturday in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Thunder swept two head-to-head meetings between the clubs this season. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota in the West Finals in five games to reach its first NBA Finals since 2012. The matchup features a clash of two of the game's top young guards, NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder and Tyrese Halliburton of the Pacers. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.